In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. An account of a miracle we've heard today. What I want to focus on in this miracle is what was brought to Jesus. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the creator and the provider. And in this miracle, this comes out as the main theme. Our Lord doesn't need anything to create. He only needs the divine will for him to speak, and it will come into being. Yet, in this miracle, Christ asks for something to be brought to him. And we can learn from this that it is good that we creatures offer to God what we have and what we are. The miracle takes place in a deserted place. Our translation calls it a lonely place. And this location itself speaks of the meagerness of what was available. This great crowd has dropped everything to follow Christ, to journey out essentially into the desert, and has spent all day with him as he laid hands on them and healed their sick and was there in the places where they were probably most lonely, the most disabled. And there they met the one who loves them and healed them. Christ went out to that lonely place on purpose. He went for some probably prayerful respite, and probably also to perhaps to be alone with his disciples, to hear of the events that he had just sent them out on, and also probably to mourn the loss of his cousin, St. John the Forerunner, who had been beheaded by Herod. But the people have run to Jesus, and despite Christ coming to this place, in his foreknowledge he knew that these people would come to him, and that he would heal them in the midst of that lonely place. And he would provide for them. So the people have run to Jesus out of their great love and hope in him, and Christ responds in loving providence, healing their sick and providing this miraculous meal. So as this whole day goes on, during the evening, the disciples notice that there is another need. There is nothing to feed these people. They haven't eaten all day. We haven't eaten all day. They're thinking to themselves. And so they come to Jesus out of concern. But all that they can scrape together among these 5,000 men plus the women and children that were with them are 5 loaves and 2 fish. St. John the Evangelist adds in his account that these are barley loaves. And that's significant because that's the cheapest grain that any poor person could buy at that time to make themselves a loaf of bread to eat. And that this is 2 fish that are readily available in the sea that is nearby. So they have a meager supply. They don't even have enough food that would feed half of the apostles. But Christ says, bring them to me. And in this miracle, Christ multiplies what they had to offer. He didn't ask for more than that. He only asked what is there, and then bring it to me. And so they offer him these 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, and he gives them a means. He provides for them by a miracle. We aren't told how this miracle takes place. All we know is that the disciples began to hand out the barley loaves and the 2 fish, and that somehow 5,000 men, besides the women and children, ate and were filled, and there was leftovers, 12 baskets full of them. And this is significant. Christ turns the little meager thing that they have given into the means of revealing who he is as God and what his character is as the one who loves them. These 5 loaves and 2 fish, they indicate the spiritual medicine, the fathers tell us, of the medicine for our own spiritual illnesses and ailments. He spent all day healing their physical ones. But by this miracle revealing who he is with these 5 loaves and 2 fish, he reveals a spiritual medicine to them. And also through the means of what it is given to these 5,000 men and the women and children there. Blessed Theophylact says that the 5,000 are those who are sick in their senses, and they are healed by the 5 loaves, since their 5 senses were diseased. And there are many poultices, coverings, things to cover those wounds with to heal them. And the 2 fish are the words of those fishermen who are handing out the loaves and the fish. The 1 fish is the gospel of Jesus Christ, of who he is as God come to save us. And the other is the epistles that explain that in more detail to us. This is how Blessed Theophylact understands this great miracle, the spiritual meaning behind it. But he also points out the significance of the leftovers, of the 12 baskets. Christ isn't just desiring to heal and to feed those who are present, but he does so through the apostles. He goes on to say that the 12 baskets were lifted up and carried by those apostles, for whatever we, who are the multitude, are unable to eat, that is, he says, to understand that the apostles carried and held, that is, that they accepted and understood who Christ was. And so they give that to the people. And the leftovers are a sign that God will continue to provide through these apostles. The same number of apostles who are passing out the 5 loaves, that is what's left over. They still have to give from what God is providing. St. Hilaire of Poitiers says that the abundance of divine power reserved in the symbol of these 12 baskets is reserved for the Gentiles from the ministry of the eternal food. And that was what was left over. And this is what the apostles kept in those 12 baskets. So this is a meaning here, a deep meaning of God's providence, his care, and ongoing care for us. So what does that mean for us? How do we apply it to our life? It's not just a story that we hear, but rather we can take a step of trust and faith like that crowd did, especially when it seems impossible and uncomfortable. We can go into that lonely place where we know there will be a meager supply by worldly standards. The crowds must have been so consumed with their desire for the Lord's healing that they'd made no plans for their own provisions, and they overcame their bodily hunger to stay with Christ. We can step out in that same faithfulness, that same trust. And the miracle furthers the ministry in Christ's name through the apostles. This is the other application. It's by the disciples themselves who are distributing those loaves and fish that Jesus has entrusted. The gospel is very careful to say that he told them what to do, but it's by the apostles' hands that it happened. This is important because this shows us the church is here. This is the arena, this is the place where we receive. When we walk out in trust and faith, the apostles help. They're here with us in the church now. If we have only natural eyes, but rather we have spiritual eyes, then we know that we won't be insufficient. God will make up the lack, even if all we have is a few barley loaves and a few fish. So we make the offering. We give them to Jesus, whatever that meager thing might be, in trust and in faith that he will make it enough. That's the meaning of this miracle. Christ will make whatever we have and give to him enough. We need to be like that crowd, coming with only the desire for God, to know Him, to receive from Him, even if that means in a desert place, in a lonely place. And if we give thanks to God by giving that meager supply, He will multiply it. Because thanksgiving is the multiplier in Christ. We need to have that same desire, brothers and sisters. That same desire, even if we give that cheap bread to Him and offer it to Him, He will make it enough. God will, out of His great love for you, make your own barley loaves and two fish a means of union and communion with Him in that multiplication. My brothers and sisters, let us pray that we can gain this kind of faith, the virtue of trust and longing for God demonstrated by the crowd and given back to them in the Lord's miracle. So let us pray that we can have that. O Lord our God, Creator Jesus Christ, who fed in the desert 5,000 men and women and children with them by multiplying 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, to take our own meager offerings, whatever they may be, but we give them into thy good hands and loving hands. Multiply them by the miracle of your providence. We know that what we have is never sufficient even for ourselves, nor that it can satisfy and heal us. Yet we know that your hands will receive our offering. For no one follows you, even into deserted places, is then left hungry, but is filled by and with thee. And may we who do have an offer and hope and thanksgiving to you, however meager it might be, may we be multiplied. Help us come to know this truth daily, that the virtues of faith and of love, and of thanksgiving may grow even to the feeding of others by the divine and perfect love for mankind. Amen.